On March 17, 2020, Governor Newsom issued Executive Order N-2920 related to the COVID-19 pandemic. The executive order allows state bodies covered by the Brown Act to hold a public meeting via teleconferencing. The public is encouraged to participate in the meeting telephonically by dialing the conference line listed above and may submit written comments for prior consideration to the board members. Comments can be submitted to dmendozamissionacademyhs.org. Public comment on the day of the meeting and also given during the public comment section of meeting agenda. As required by state law, this meeting will be audio recorded and posted on the charter school website. So we're calling the meeting to order. We're going to do a roll call so we can establish a quorum. Carol Stanford, present. Claudette Beck,
present.
Mike Malloy,
present.
John Dorch,
present.
And Barbara Willimann,
present.
So welcome, board members. Now we're going to do the Pledge of Allegiance. I'd like to ask Claudette to do that, and everyone else can put their phone on mute.
All right, thank you. I'll put your hand over your heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much. So let's do staff introductions.
Yeah.
Corporate officers.
Yes, good afternoon, Madam President. Jeff Brown, Chief Executive Officer.
All right, thank you. Welcome, Jeff. School staff.
Hi, this is Jenna Yunus, Principal of Mission Academy.
School legal counsel.
Yes, Bill Thompson, attorney for the board.
Any advisors who are supporting agenda items are presenting.
Hi, this is Geeta Sharifi, CFO with LNAC.
And hi, this is Michelle Lopez, counsel with LNAC.
Any other staff who wishes to introduce themselves? All right, welcome everyone. So we'll get started here. We're going to go to E, approve agenda for the December 1st, 2020 regular public meeting of the Board of Directors. Has everyone read this? Is there any questions or discussion? Can I get a motion and a second for E?
John Dorch.
All right, Barbara Willebrand has moved and John Dorch has seconded. So we'll vote. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John Dorch?
Aye.
And Barbara Willebrand?
Aye.
So E has passed unanimously. So we're on F. Approved minutes of the October 13, 2020 regular public meeting of the Board of Directors. And this is on page 6 through 11. Any questions or discussion on F? Can I get a motion and a second?
Mike Malloy makes a motion.
Claudette Beck, I'll second that.
Mike Malloy has motioned and Claudette Beck has seconded. So we'll vote. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John Dorch?
Aye.
And Barbara Willebrand?
Aye.
All right, so that has passed unanimously. F has passed unanimously. So now we're in consent agenda. All items listed under consent agenda are considered by the board to be routine and consistent with approved policies and practices of the charter school. The board will be asked to approve all of the consent agenda items by a single vote unless requested by a board member to be discussed and considered for action separately. They are A, this is on pages 14 through 17. One, the board will be asked to approve the revised school safety plan. Two, the board will be asked to adopt the updated El Dorado Charter School Special Education Local Planned Area SELPA Plan. Three, the board will be asked to approve the updated participation agreement with the El Dorado Charter Special Education Local Planned Area SELPA. And four, the board will be asked to approve the Student Intervention, Promotion, and Retention Policy. Is there anyone on the board who would like to have one of these removed for further discussion? And if not, can I have a motion and a second for Consent Agenda A, 1 through 4?
John Dorch, move.
Barbara Willebrand, second.
Both John Dorch is moved. Barbara Willebrand is second. And we'll vote. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John George?
Aye.
Barbara Willebrand?
Aye.
So we have approved the consent agenda A1 through 4 unanimously. And now we're in public comment. At this time, members of the public may address the board on any item within the subject matter jurisdiction of the board, whether or not the item is on the agenda. If you would like to participate in public comment, you must have signed in before the commencement of the meeting. Also, our teleconference line is open to members of the public who wish to participate in public comment. The time allotted per presentation will not exceed 3 minutes, except in the case where a member of the public utilizes the translator, in which case the time allotted will not exceed 6 minutes. The total time allotted for public comment will not exceed 18 minutes per agenda item or 10 minutes for non-agenda items. In accordance with the Brown Act, no action may occur at this time. It is the board's prerogative to hold a brief discussion, provide information to the public, provide direction to staff, or reschedule the matter for a future meeting. So, Shelley, is there anyone from the public that has contacted you for public comment?
This is Shelley Sands reporting that there have been no comments submitted to the email listed on the agenda and posted online.
All right, we're going to go into public hearing, and we've allotted 30 minutes for this. And the time, we're going to start at 1:22, so I need a motion and a second to go into public hearing.
I'll make a motion to go into public hearing.
Barbara Willebrand, second. Okay, so Claudia Beck has motion, Barbara Willebrand has seconded, so we are opening our public hearing. B, the board will hold a public hearing to solicit the recommendation comments of members of the public regarding the local control funding formula budget overview for parents. And this is Jenna.
Hi, good afternoon, everyone. Hope you had a wonderful Thanksgiving. I am going to talk about the budget overview for parents, and I'd like to direct you to pages 275 to 277 in your board packet for that LCFS budget overview for parents. For the 2021 school year, the budget overview for parents was separated from the development of the LCAP last spring with Senate Bill 98. Senate Bill 820 required that this new plan be approved by local boards by December 15, 2020, in alignment with the charter's first interim report.
Sorry to interrupt you right in the middle of it. Carol, I think we have our motion and our second, but I think we need to take a roll call vote.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought I had. I'm sorry.
It's easy
to forget that. Excuse me. All right. We'll vote. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck,
aye.
Mike Malloy,
aye.
John George,
aye.
And Barbara Willebrand,
aye.
All right. Passed unanimously.
Then,
forgive me.
No, quite all right. Then you might want to start the public hearing at this time.
Okay, so let's start the public hearing at 1:24, and we'll go to B. The board will hold a public hearing to solicit the recommendation and comments of members of the public regarding the local control funding formula budget overview for parents. And now, Jenna.
All right. Thank you, everyone. Hi, this is Jenna Yunez, principal. All right, so I'd like to direct you to pages 275 through 277 in your board package for the LCFS budget overview for parents. To give a little background, for the 2021 school year, the budget overview for parents was separated from the development of the local control and accountability plan last spring with Senate Bill 98. Senate Bill 820 required it to be approved by local boards by December 15, 2020. This is done in alignment with our charter's first interim report. The budget overview for parents includes information on the local control funding formula, LCFF revenues, supplemental and concentration grants, state funds, federal coronavirus aid, relief, and economic security, or CARES Act funds. And as indicated in the public hearing, the total estimated expenditures for the year are described in large estimated amounts within the budget overview for parents. In addition, the budget overview for parents demonstrates to the public and to parents that our school has directed its funds in 1920 toward increasing or improving services in meeting the needs of the school community impacted by COVID-19, while also directing funds for high-need students, such as low-income students, English learners, foster youth, and homeless students.
So on page 275, you see the projected revenue chart, which explains projected revenue for our school by each funding source. As mentioned before, this takes into account the LCFS funds with both supplemental, concentration grants, local funds, state funds, federal funds, and the CARES Act funds. The chart not only lists the amount from each funding source, but also the percentage of the total revenue for that source. So the total revenue projected for Mission Academy is $6,223,211, where 92% of that revenue is coming from the LCFS funds, 8% from state funds, and the rest from local and federal funds like the CARES Act funds. It is important to note that some of the figures show 0%, and this is due to the amount being below 1% of the whole, and for the CDE template requiring us to enter whole numbers rather than decimals. Okay. So on page 276 of your board packet, you'll see the chart for the budgeted expenditures in the Learning Continuity Plan developed this year, or LCP. You may recall the LCP is replacing the LCAP for the 2021 school year, and provided the districts describe how they plan to provide high-quality education and social-emotional support and nutrition to students during the COVID-19 pandemic. Page 276 indicates that Mission Academy has budgeted $867,720 of its $9,069,720 for high-needs students. So our ELs, our foster, our homeless students, special populations, according to our LCP. Some of the actions included in the Mission Academy LCP were increasing community outreach and resource partners to help local families during this time. We have hired a part-time community liaison providing support in this area. We've also strengthened communication and collaboration between local school administrators and our student retention specialists and support. We also are collaborating continuing to collaborate with Soledad Enrichment Action, or SEIA, who is our partner in serving underserved youth in LA County, from whom we have 100-plus students enrolled at Mission Academy. We also provided one-on-one coaching and short-term counseling for students and available school psychologists. And we've increased communication with students and parents with intentional positive outreach. For example, e-cards, positive recognition by staff in newsletters, in monthly calls, evening orientation and wellness opportunities for students and parents. And we use some of our, we recently sent a care package with back-to-school supplies to our students as well. We're monitoring and distributing our technology to make sure that students have access to our online curriculum. And we have provided flexible staffing hours to our exempt and hourly employees to support students through 8 p.m. and on Saturdays for those of our students who are working or who are experiencing other hardships that may make it difficult for them to receive support during the morning hours. The remaining funds not listed in the LCP are spent toward providing service to our unduplicated high-need students and furthering the success of students in our online program, which, as you know, serves a high population of EL, low-income, foster, and special education students. So I know that was a lot, but that concludes my overview of the budget overview for parents. And at this time, I would like to open it up for any questions from the board.
Are there any questions or comments from the board? Regina? All right. Good job, Jenna. Thank you for that report. We feel like we've been through this with you for quite a while now, going over all of that. So thank you so much for it. All right. So now we're going to ask if there's anyone from the public who has a comment or a question. And then we'll ask Shelley if she received anything from the public.
This is Shelley Sands reporting that there have been no comments submitted to the email listed on the agenda and posted online.
Thank you. All right, so now we need a motion to close this public hearing at 1:30. Can I have a motion and a second?
Claudia Beck, I'll make a motion to close the public hearing.
Barbara Willebrand, second.
So it's been moved by Claudette Beck and seconded by Barbara Willebrand, so we'll vote. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy.
Aye.
John George.
Aye.
And Barbara Willebrand.
Aye.
So our public meeting is closed. So now we're on to five, school reports and information. There's a principal update from Jenna.
Yes, thank you. Hello again. All right. So for Mission Academy, we currently have 467 students. And I do want to address our enrollment down from the last report. We have made a priority to implement progress and intervention meetings with students who are struggling to meet minimum requirements or to log in at all. And while our enrollment is down, our overall ADA is up 10% from LP1. And the average number of student activities completed each learning period has more than doubled between LP1 and LP4, so over the first 4 months of the school year. We also have a number of graduates. We have 14 graduates for this school year from July 1st to December 1st. And our graduation ceremony is Tuesday, December 8th via Zoom. We are doing a virtual graduation ceremony. And Jerome Davis, the Director of Student Recovery at our SEIA partnership, Soledad Enrichment Action LA partnership, has agreed to be our keynote graduation speaker. There are also at least two student speakers scheduled for our virtual ceremony as well. In terms of student and parent engagement, we are beginning our selection process for our Jobs for American Graduates virtual pilot program. These students are participating in a gamified virtual platform to complete program requirements in this national JAG pilot for job readiness and professional skills. So they choose avatars, they go on quests, they earn rewards, and as they get further along, it opens up new worlds or new areas for them to explore on this gamified platform. Additionally, they will be provided for with mentorship and support for 1 year following their exit from the program. We have sent fall and winter e-cards and student supply packages, and we've been receiving positive feedback from this initiative. We're sending e-cards every other week throughout October and through February in order to provide our students a little bit of additional positive support via email throughout that time. And we also sent care packages that included notebooks, highlighters, spiral-bound papers, things like that, in addition to some treats for students. We had several November events, and that included navigating community resources, using jobs online databases to job search, and we had two virtual field trips in the past few months, one with a Mars rover in October and another with renewable energy resources. And we had several students attending those, in addition to several middle school students attending a separate field trip. And again, we would love to have any and all of you log in for our virtual graduation ceremony, which is 7 p.m. a week from today, Tuesday, December 8th. That concludes my principal's report. Thank you.
All right. If you will send us what to log into, I think several of us will watch, because that would be a really cool thing. Make you feel like they're with you. All right, thank you so much. All right, so that was just an FYI, and so now we'll move to six, action items. Is there anybody from the board who has any comments or questions besides me? I'm monopolizing it. All right, we'll move on to six, action items. The board will be asked to approve the area superintendent's evaluation policy. This is Jeff Martineau.
Good afternoon, President Stanford and board members. On page 264 of your board packets, you will find the area superintendent evaluation policy. The policy is unchanged from the draft presented for discussion by Jerry Benson at the last board meeting, and it would be applicable should an area superintendent be selected to oversee Mission Academy in the future. Prior to an evaluation, you would receive additional information regarding the evaluation tool, annual goals, selected metrics, and training in preparation for evaluating the area superintendent. At this time, I ask for your consideration in approving the area superintendent's evaluation policy. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions or discussion? Can I get a motion and a second for 6A?
Okay,
so Mike Malloy moves. Who seconds?
Jerry
So Mike Mullen moves and John Dorch seconds. So we'll vote. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John Dorch?
Aye.
And Barbara Willebrand?
Aye.
All right, so 6A has passed unanimously. So now we're on 6B. The board will be asked to approve the 2020-21 first interim report, and this is Gita.
Hello, everyone. This is Gita Charisi, with NLAC. So the first interim report is the first financial report of the fiscal year, and it shows the financial condition of the school after the first 4 months of operation, which is July 1st, 2020 through October 31st, 2020. The report is comprised of financial sections that include the original budget, projected totals for the year, actuals to date, and projected school reserves at the year end. You can find the report on pages with the cover page starting at 265 of your PDF all the way to page 273. So the last page of the report, which is page 273, shows ADA information, which is especially very unique for this year, as the projected funding P2 ADA is already known. This helps us make more accurate estimations of the actual school revenue for the school apportionment. So this year, the school's revenue is not determined by current year's ADA, but last year's ADA, and that's due to the ADA hold harmless. This poses challenges to schools that have growth and reduction of enrollment because revenue levels are similar to last year's, but expenditures relate to the true enrollment costs and the levels during this year. So let's start with Form A of the report, which is the last page 273, which I mentioned. It notes the projected ADA and the average daily attendance. The original budget projected an ADA of 1,266 for the fiscal year 2020-2021. However, P2 ADA that will be reported and will be based for state funding is 519. This difference is about 59% lower than the original projections in March. However, the school has addressed these changes in school funding and adjusted revenue and expenditure levels to make sure that the school provides all needed instructional services to the student and educators and meets spending requirements and remains fiscally sound. Now we're going to go over and review the expenditures and revenues for the first 4 months of the year. That's Form 62. And that starts at the beginning of the report on page 266. The school is projecting total revenue of $6.2 million and a projected excess revenue of $184,000. Compared to original budget, state revenue from LCFS sources decreased by 55% due to the change in funding ADA. Federal revenue did not have changes and is driven by federal BEST funding that's based on prior year's ADA. Other state revenues had an overall decrease of 47% due to multiple factors, in part to the decrease in funding in ADA that impacted state BEST and lottery revenue, and also to increase in state BEST funding rate and an additional funding from the state portion of learning loss mitigation fund to close the learning gap. On the expense side, the total school expenses projected this year is $6 million, a decrease of 54% compared to original budget. Projected salaries and benefits decreased 60% in all instructional support and administrative positions. Projected totals for purchases decreased by 36% from $1.1 million to $739,000, which mostly is reduction in software and equipment. Projected operating expenses decreased by 43%, with most of the spending reduction in professional and instructional services and communications. A small decrease in travel and
insurance cost. You can notice. If you refer to item F, as in Frank, on the report, it's reflecting the net position of the school financial, and you will see that with the current reserve of $253,000 and the projected excess revenue of $184,000, the school will end up year 2020 and 2021 with a projected reserve of $437,000, which is 7.2% of the total annual expenditures. As we previously informed the board, the school is continuously monitoring changes with oversight of the corporate officers to the school funding and any cash deferral. The school superintendents, also our finance team, are also monitoring the cash and instructional spending very closely to make sure that the school adapts to these changes and also remains a bit good and sound. That concludes my report, and if there's any questions, I'm happy. Thank you.
Thank you, Gita. Any questions or comments from the board?
Just that Gita always does such a great job of balancing everything out. With, you know, so it's a good thing we're always together here with our finances. I appreciate all the work.
Thank you. It's a teamwork of the school principal and the school team as well. Thank you.
Anyone else? All right. Can we have a motion and a second to approve 6B?
I'll make a motion to approve 6B.
Barbara Willebrand second. Laquada Hess's motion. Barbara Willebrand has seconded. So we'll vote Carol Stanford, aye. Claudette Betts?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John George?
Aye.
And Barbara Willebrand?
Aye.
So 6C has passed unanimously. Thank you, everyone. So now we're on 6C. The board will be asked to approve the local control funding formula budget overview for parents. And this is Jenna.
Thank you. Again, to summarize, the budget overview for parents includes information on local control funding formula, or LCFF revenue, supplemental and concentration grants, state funds, federal coronavirus aid relief and economic security act funds, or CARES Act funds. And as indicated in the public hearings, the total estimated expenditures for the year are described in large estimated amounts within the budget overview for parents. As mentioned, the school has made progress or fulfilled some actions described in the LVP and is continuously looking for ways to support and improve services, especially to our high-needs population students. Unless there are any further questions from the board, I would like to recommend the approval of the local control funding formula budget overview for parents. Thank you.
Any questions, board? Can I get a motion and a second to approve 6C?
John George, move. Mike Malloy, second.
John George, moved, and Mike Malloy, second. We'll vote. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudette Bent?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John George?
Aye.
And Barbara Willebrand?
Aye.
So 6C has passed unanimously. So now we're on 6D. The board will be asked to approve the revised charter school accounting manual. And this is Gita.
Hello, everyone. So for the charter school manual, if you please refer to pages 278 and 296. So in this section, there were a couple of major items that were changed, and you can see the red line section. One of the areas that was updated was the verbiage for Form 700, which is the statement of economic interest. It's a public document, as you guys are aware, and the updates are reflected on the document. Also, just the public funds, there were some redundancies in that section, and all those redundancies were removed and combined. So that section you also have, you'll see on the red line. We also included a table of contents, so you'll see the changes and the correct title for the whole document. Also, there were some grammatical errors throughout the document that constantly, if we catch, we fix them, and those were all revised, and the full complete accounting manual is available on the Board on Track website, so you can always refer to that. So that's basically it as far as the changes. Thank you, and I can ask any questions if you have. Thank you.
Any questions or comments, board members? Can I get a motion and a second to approve 6D?
Alder Wilbrand move. Claudia Beck second.
Barbara Wilbrand move. Claudia Beck is seconded. We'll vote. Cheryl Stanford, aye. Claudia Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John Dorch?
Aye.
And Barbara Wilbrand?
Aye.
So 6D has passed unanimously. So now we're on 6D. The board will be asked to approve a temporary increase of the Hamney Bank line of credit during the deferral period between February and December 2021. So, Gita.
Thank you. So, in order to maintain the level of cash to support the school operations during the payment deferrals of the state apportionment, the school obtained a temporary increase of its existing line of credit with Hamney Bank. And this increase will be gradual and will reach the peak in July and then will decrease gradually through December 2020 to the original amount approved for the school. So if you recall the last board meeting, there was an estimated amount that was addressed to the board. And now we have the actual approved amount from Hamney. The actual agreement is on pages 297 to 297. It starts on page 297, and the amount of increase was increased from $1 million to $2,675,000. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. All right. So, any questions or discussions on 6E? Can I have a motion and a second to approve?
Alder Wilbrand motion. Claudia Beck second.
So Barbara Wilbrand is motion. Claudia Beck is seconded. We'll vote. Cheryl Stanford, aye. Claudia Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John Dorch?
Aye.
And Barbara Wilbrand?
Aye.
So 6D has passed unanimously. So now we're on 6F. Board will be asked to review and approve an accounting firm to prepare schools forms 990 for the year 2019. And this is Gita.
Hello, everyone. Again, this is Gita with LLAC. So the board is asked to approve the use of accounting firm Wilkins and Hadley King and Company to prepare the school form 990. So I just want to give some background on that. So with discussing with the corporate officers, and our recommendation at this point is to recommend using Wilkins and Hadley and King and Company for preparing the year-end tax returns of tax form 990 for the school. The school used in the past another firm called Berkey Cox Evans and Bradford, and you'll see both of the proposals in your packet. For preparing Form 990, that's pages 301 to 319. Wilkins and Hadley and King and Company is the auditing firm for the school, and they are an approved California Department of Education auditing firm, and it is customary in general in all industries that the same firm that prepares the audited statement also prepares the 990s. So in this situation for the school, we're working with two different firms. So if we move to one firm, it actually minimizes errors because the firm that prepares the audited statement can upload the information into the 990, and it's not like a manual process that you're sending the information after the audit is done to a different firm to import manually. Also, it expedites the processing because the same firm that has all the information for the school school can immediately start working on the 990, whereas a different firm, we have to actually gather, and it requires a lot of manpower to send information to a different firm. It also, for the purposes of the school, the cost is actually less. So for Mission Academy, if you give me a second. For Mission Academy, the cost with Berkey Cox is $1,100, and with Wilkins and Hatley CPA firm is $400. So the cost is also less. So we recommend using Wilkins and Hatley company to prepare Form 990 for the year 2019. Thank you.
Thank you, Gita. Are there any questions or discussions? Can I get a motion and a second to approve 6F?
Mike Malloy makes the motion. John Dorch second.
So Mike Malloy has motioned and John Dorch has seconded. So we'll vote. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John Dorch?
Aye.
And Barbara Wilbrand? Barbara?
Yes.
Oh, okay. And that was aye? Okay. All right. So it's passed unanimously. So thank you. So now we're on 7 additional corporate officers and board members' observations and comments. Jeff Brown.
Yes, Principal Stanford, thank you so much. I would like to congratulate Principal Jenna Eunice for her report. I love the idea that they're using the JAG program and the follow-up for the year on see where our students are doing, how they're going. Doing a great job, and I appreciate that. Now I'd like to make a comment to Guida. Guida, you remind me when I was a young man I would go to the circus. And I'd see the jugglers with their clubs, throwing them up in the air, catching them, throwing them up in the air. You happen to be our circus juggler, and you haven't dropped a club yet. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
That was a beautiful comment. There you go, Gita. You are very flexible during these crazy times. We really appreciate everything you do. Are there any other comments from board members?
Like Mike Malloy would like to concur with Mr. Brown. He's doing a fantastic job.
All right. Good meeting. So let's have a motion and a second to adjourn.
Kind of back, I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Okay, so Father Beck is motion, Barbara Willebrand the second. So we'll vote. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John Dorch?
Aye.
And Barbara Willebrand?
Aye.
All right, so we are adjourned. Thank you all so much.